trust, we're thankful to be here once again in the service this evening. It's about that time of year again. When I was a little boy, I like to pass this on. I see there's a lot of children here. When I was a little boy, that taught me, that told me, Santa Claus come to see all good little boys and girls. If you wasn't good, you need not look for much. And I thought it never would come. You know, it was just so long. But you know now, it's here before you know it. I thought about it today. Give us some thoughts on it. About, they tell us, you know, we, this nation, I don't have no argument to put up with it. I don't have no desire to try to prove when he was born, what day, and so forth and so on. The only thing I can say is that I'm just happy and glad to tell you he was born. Prophet prophesied that he would come, and that it would take place. And Isaiah was one of the great prophets, true prophet. In the 7th chapter of Isaiah, the 14th verse, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Over in the 9th chapter of Isaiah, in the 6th verse, we read these words. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." No end. In other words, the prophet here is speaking that of what God is saying through him. Now we need to really understand what, how this is being spoken, who's doing the speaking, and who it's to. And of course this was to Israel, the chosen nation of God. Or that God had, it pleased the Lord to choose. You know, you heard it said, oh, it's just a choice system. All you have to do is just come down front, give your hand to the preacher, and be baptized. That makes you be a child of God. I didn't believe that when I first heard it. And I didn't even know the Lord. What you mean, Brother Ruben? I'm just saying simply this, that I went to church and a lot of places besides Primitive Baptist. And they don't teach what we teach. Their doctrine is different. You need to pay attention, you know. Sonny, Brother Sonny Powell used to say here, you ever hear him say, "Eat the chicken, but don't eat the bone." You don't eat bone. I don't. They're not good. But getting to what I want to talk about is, as a prophet here saying, concerning this increase of his government, the government of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that was going to be born here, and the purpose of him being born. We're going over, you know, into the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, 4th verse. "He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isle shall wait for his law." You and I get really this. I don't know about you. Maybe I shouldn't say I, you. I should say I. I get discouraged here in life at the very best I can do. What you mean, preacher? I mean when I'm able, God gives me health and strength. Gives me a desire to meet with the Lord's people. You know, I don't be here too often. But you can rest one thing assured, I am at church Saturday and Sunday. and a lot of these Fridays. And then I have a real bad time when I'm not enough along the way. I wonder sometimes how some of the Lord's people even get along at all by not going to church no more. Then you say, look, Brother Rupert, we go to our church. Listen, my friends, our church is the church Christ set up here in this world. And wherever they have church, that is the church, a part of it. We need to realize that and understand that and give some thought to it. I believe that's what the prophet was saying here, talking about, he shall not fail, neither be discouraged. And he was not discouraged along the way. And he had all the opposition you and I got and have along the way. You remember how old Satan took him up in that high mountain? Tried it in every way to get him to bow down and worship him. Said, of all these I'll give him. Well, it belonged to him already. Already his. But I want to get over here now to Matthew, where he really, where the writer tells us about it did take place. And that's important. What I'm saying, I don't realize and I don't know for sure. We're just taking as it's set up here in the earth. And this nation, as I said to you, we set aside the 25th of December is what we celebrate as Christ's birthday. Nationwide. I don't know. But as I said, I'm glad he was born. And there's great purpose that he was born. We'll find out. In the 18th verse, in the first chapter of Matthew, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Positive declaration. In other words, truth of the matter, come will what will or will or may, he will save his people from their sins. My friends, at this evening, I believe that. Just as strong as I did 48 years ago when I first was enabled by God's grace to believe. When over the years, you know, it grows stronger and stronger as the days go by. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That this what the prophet prophesied concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, now we see it is already taking place. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth a firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, because it had already been stated what his name would be. They didn't have to do that. You know, we had two little boys born in our home. My wife picked out the first name. Well, I reckon she's supposed to. It's the first. Whatever she wanted, that's what was named. But I told her when she named it, you named it wrong, give it the wrong name, because it's going to be a junior. And he'd probably be like his father in every respect. Nevertheless, that's what she named it. But then when the other one come along, I had the privilege of naming it. And taking the privilege, I named it Colonel. Some of them, I had so many to say, well, what were you trying to do? Name him after Kermit the Frog? I said, no, I didn't think about the frog at all, because he's my son. I named it because it was a man work where I did, and I liked that man. He had a lot of ways that I liked. I don't mind telling you, God knows. That's the reason why I named him Kermit. Because he is an outstanding fellow. He had a lot of knowledge and wisdom and knew how to handle it and knew how to use it. I was hoping that maybe he might have the same, be blessed with the same thing. He could do anything. I believe I heard Brother Sam say one time that he couldn't do nothing around the house. He wasn't a mechanic and he wasn't a carpenter and he wasn't a painter and he wasn't this, that, and the other. But this man I'm talking about was, you heard tell of his, we used to say about Brother Frank Collins, you know, he was a jack of all trades. He could do most anything. There's some men like that, you know. Men of that kind, and women too, don't misunderstand. There are some women, you know, they're the finest seamsters they is, make anything they want, have the talent. Where do they get it? I believe the Lord gives it to them. I believe that's where they get it. You know, and not everybody is a song leader. Yeah, a lot of people can sing, but not everybody is a leader. And you got to know something about singing. You got to do a lot of practicing too. This Savior here that was born. Now when Jesus was born in the second chapter of Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, they came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Don't have time to read all that, but we're going to soon sit down and let Brother Sam preach. I don't get to hear him. I don't get to hear Franklin. I had to go down yesterday to Mount Horeb and I'll get to hear, go anywhere where he's at. He wants us to preach and others, you know. I like to hear them all. Listen, my friend, I learn a lot of things. In other words, we preachers learn as much or more than what you learn. If you really pay attention to the man, and when you get home, you say, somebody say, what was his text? Do you know what he preached about? Did you ever do people that way? My curiosity does it. I do that a lot of times. You know why I do that? I want to see if they really, at church, just being there, they're there for one purpose, and that is to learn. We come to the house of the Lord. We as the Lord's people, in general, I'm talking about from the little babe right on down, no matter how small he is. We need to be real attentive like we are if we are going to school. You know, the one that goes to school and listens at the teacher and is there to learn, they usually learn quite a bit. But these that just go to be going, just to be there, I see who was there, who wasn't there, and have a desire in their heart to want to worship God and hear about what's taught in this book. Listen, we done heard enough on the television and in the newspaper. And how? What is it? I don't read very much good. It's all bad. We come to the house of the Lord to learn about Him. This is taking place. And what I want to go a little farther with is to tell you about, after He was born. And these wise men of the east came and the star of living there. You read it. It'll tell you. In this chapter. And when they had come where he was, they found him in this inn, but Mary and Joseph, in the 11th verse, second chapter. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. That ain't all. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. He must have been worthwhile. They must have seen and been able and was enabled to understand this is none other than the Son of God that Isaiah was prophesying about that would come as a little babe in Bethlehem, Judea. Listen, my friends, it ain't no fairy tale. It's not no story. It is the truth of God's Word. We as God's people here in this world have something to cherish in our thoughts, and we ought to wonder, worship Him and honor, glorify His name. Ah, my friends, the one that came here, and I listen, it wasn't easy. You know, sometimes you and I, with our little struggles of life here, our down settings in life, our families and all the sickness and tribulations that we have here in life. Listen, do you think your Savior didn't have a lot of tribulation and troubles here in life? Oh, my friends, He didn't even have no way. I never read in the Bible where He had any way how to move around except on His 2 feet. Except on the occasion that He rode into Jerusalem on that donkey. He sent word over there how to get this donkey, you know, and told him that anybody asked about it, tell him that the Lord had need of it. And He rode on this donkey through the Jerusalem, and when no man had ever set upon Him before, ah, my friends, He was a great Savior. He was poor. Yes, yet He became poor that you and I, through His poverty, might be enabled to be saved from a devil's hell and a burning hell after this life. Ah, my friends, as the prophet said about it, He came that He shall come, be warned, and that His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Listen, my friends, I believe that when He hung on Calvary's cross and went to the cross, my friends, and died on the cross, that He saved every little child of God that'll ever be in heaven and immortal glory. He paid the redemption price. Oh, preacher, you mean He paid the sin debt for all of those that have never heard the gospel? Yes, those that were chosen in Him and gave to Him by His Father before the foundation of this world. Not when they got here, and not when they got to the place of where they might be good enough. But we find the Apostle Paul preaching about that to the church at Ephesus, and he said, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And how true that is, I didn't know how true that is with the natural man here in this world. And oh, we have something to praise God for this wonderful Savior that was born in Bethlehem, Judea. And I want to say this about it. He was born at the time His Father have had it in mind that He would bring to pass. I want you to know that the prophet said, and as it said in that scripture that I read, where he said, He shall not fail, neither be discouraged until He has set forth judgment in the earth. I want you to know that the prophet was enabled to see that this Lord, this Savior, and Him being the Christ that He was, that He would save His people. And I believe He did. I want you to believe it. I want to encourage you as one of His children to ever, not just when things go well with you. Listen, my friend, Jesus said when He was here, told those apostles, and He said, talking about living, any of the Lord's people that will live godly here in this world, we will suffer persecution. Yes, we will. But He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want to tell you, my friend, He told them also and give them this admonishment that He said to them, go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He wasn't talking about being saved in heaven and immortal glory then. He was talking about being saved here in time while we live here and in this world. Oh, my friend, I'm glad to tell you that He's finished that work and that He's coming back someday to take us to heaven in that world, in that beautiful city, in that place where there won't be no more trial, no more tribulation, no more sickness, no more going to the hospital to see the doctor, but we'll be in that eternal city, and He will be the light in that city. Yes, He will. David said about it, my friends. He said, and David said, when I wait in His likeness over there, I'll be satisfied. That's more than we can say right here a lot of the time. I'm looking forward to it, my friends. You know why? We've got a lot of loved ones out here to the left. They out there are in the cemetery. Sometimes I think about how many of this out there. You know, we got the idea. This building is a large building. Yes, it is. But if all of them was come forth out of that grave, how they wouldn't be, they couldn't get in here. You know, did you ever think about it? How many is out there? I don't have no idea. I don't know the figure on it. But I'm going to tell you, my friends, since my lifetime, and I've seen a lot of them that's put out there. And I want to tell you, they love God. And I love His kingdom. They love this cause. Yes, they did. And they came here from time to time to serve the Lord. And that's the reason why you and I got what we got tonight. We need to keep in mind concerning this Savior that He came here and He gladly did it. And as we sing, used to hear Him sing that song, from the manger to the cross. Not a moment's time was lost with Him. Can you say that? I cannot. A lot of my time has been wasted along the way and not doing what I ought to have been doing here in this world. But nevertheless, the Lord loves His people. He's going to take care of them here in this world. Might as well stop right there. I believe, though, that He'll finally take care. He's going to look after the church, too. I quote what He said about it. He said when He was here and talking to His apostles, He said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And you know, they had a different ideas on. Some said that I are Elias. Some said that I are Isaiah. And some say thou art one of the prophets. And He looked at them and said, whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? That was a direct quotation. That's like we asked somebody personal. And old brother Peter, thank God, he was always ready to answer. Sometimes he'd talk out of school. Yeah. But he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, blessed art thou, Simon the Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, my friend, the church, He is the rock of our salvation. Yes, He is, my friend. He is the greatest thing that we'll ever have. I want you to know, as we sing that song, what a friend we have in Jesus. He is a sweet friend. When we come and we've been blessed with that grace, to fall on our knees and repent of our sins, He is graciously and lovingly and merciful to forgive us of our sins. Oh, my friends, He is a loving Savior. I say tonight, there's no end to it. He came here and He was born. And I'm going to say in closing, and I said to the little children, I always love to have something for them too. I want you to know that when we come to God's house, it don't matter how little they are, how small they are, we ought to be glad to have them at the house of God. I hear some of them say sometimes they make a lot of commotion and intervene in the service. Listen, my friends, you don't expect little children to be adults. They are children. And when our Lord was here, He, on one occasion, He took them in His arms. And you know that pastor rebuked Him for doing that. You remember what He said. Come unto me. He talked about the little children, for they are. Except a man become as a little child, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Listen, my friend, what He meant was, it is not in man to direct his steps. He must be directed by the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God. And when we've been born of the Spirit and power of God, we don't have to have nobody to tell us about it. We know it ourselves. God bless your soul. I want to tell you, we have something to praise God for. He could have passed by. He could have not told me. He could not have enabled me to see the church and know why. But listen, my friend, I want you to know I need to thank Him every day of my life that He enabled me to see His church and His kingdom and what it is meant for His children while we live here in this life. May God bless you, our friend.